Method for edit for VHS rave color in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Advanced. Alright, let's build that VHS rave color properly in Ableton Live 12, but in a way that still slaps in a jungle or old school DNB arrangement. This is not throw a lo-fi plugin on the master and hope. We're going to make a repeatable bus rack, set up two performance style macros, and then apply it in parallel so you keep the punch, but gain the era. Before we touch devices, lock in the mindset. VHS character isn't one effect. It's a stack of small problems. A little compression. A little saturation. Slight time smear. Tiny pitch instability. High-end softening. Occasional noise and dropouts. If it sounds like a big obvious chorus or a big obvious bit crusher, it's usually wrong. You want lots of subtle offenders working together. Step 0, where this goes in a DNB session. Do not put this on your sub. Do not build your entire mix around a warbly low end. Instead, think in buses. Have a drums clean bus for your kick and any modern top layers you need to stay sharp. Then have a break bus that gets the VHS rack. Have a rave bus for stabs, hoovers, box hits, and that can get the VHS rack too. Atmos can get a heavier version if you want. The key idea is, you choose what gets archived and what stays modern and stable. Now let's build the actual VHS rave bus rack. Create an auto effect rack on your break bus first. You can copy it later to rave and to Atmos. Your device order, and yes the order matters, is utility, EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, chorus ensemble, shifter, auto filter, redux optional, final distortion, and a limiter at the end for safety. Let's dial each stage like a producer, not like a preset surfer. First, utility. This is where you gain stage and protect the low end. Set the gain so your input into the rack peaks roughly around -10 to -6 dBFS. Give your chain headroom, because we're stacking saturation and compression. Then turn on bass mono. For a break bus, set it around 120 Hz. For rave stabs, you can go a bit higher, like 150 Hz, because stabs can get facey down there. If you want, adjust width slightly, somewhere between 90 and 110% depending on the material. But don't get wide just because it feels exciting. Wide plus modulation can start pulling your snare off center, and that's a classic mistake. Next, EQ8. This is where you build the sampled from TV curve. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz with a steep slope to kill, rumble. Then a gentle dip around 250 to 350 Hz, like -2 dB. To reduce that boxy cardboard. Then a gentle presence boost around 1.8 to 3.5 kHz, maybe +2 to +4 dB, to get that cheap, forward presence. And then low pass at around 14 to 16 kHz to soften the top. That's one of the main VHS isn't modern tells. Teacher note here, on breaks, be careful with that presence boost, because if you're boosting 2 to 4K and then later adding redux, cymbals can get pokey fast. It's fine if it bites on fills, but it hints shred when the full break is running. Next, saturator. We're going for tapish thickness. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. If the transients get too flat, don't panic. Pull the dry slash wet down to around 60 to 80%. You're aiming for printed and dense, not smashed and blurry. After that, glue compressor. This is your printed to a deck feeling. Set attack around 3 milliseconds so transients still pop. Release on auto, or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Optional move. Enable the glue soft clip for a little extra bite. But don't turn this into loudness processing. We're coloring, not mastering. Now the real VHS magic starts. Time smear. Chorus ensemble is not there for a lush trance chorus. It's there for slight time misalignment and modulation. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Amount about 5 to 15%. Delay around 6 to 12 milliseconds. Width somewhere between 60 and 120% depending on how unstable you want it. Mix around 8 to 20%. If you're processing a chopped amen, keep it subtle. Too much chorus smear and your snare loses its crack and starts sounding like it's behind glass. Next, shifter for wow and flutter. Put shifter in pitch mode. Fine at +2 to +7 cents. Tiny, not a semitone, not even close. Turn on the LFO. Rate somewhere between 0.05 and 0.25 Hz for slow drift. Amount 2 to 8 cents to start. Pick sine if you want smooth wobble. Pick random if you want that crusty deck can't decide vibe. Here's an advanced timing note. At 170 BPM, a A drift that takes 2 to 8 bars per cycle usually feels like real instability. If it wobbles in a way that feels like it resets against the loop, it will sound like a plugin, not like media. So loop a 16-bar phrase and check if your modulation feels like it has a natural, messy continuity. Next, auto filter, movement plus band limited behavior. Choose low pass at 12 dB for a general VHS soften, or band pass if you want that radio, TV capture vibe. For low pass, start cutoff around 9 to 14 kHz. For band pass, you might live somewhere from 1.5 to 6 kHz depending on the sound. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.4, but be careful because resonance in that 2 to 6K zone can hurt fast. Turn on the LFO, super slow. Rate around 0.03 to 0.12 hertz. Amount tiny, just enough to breathe. On rave stabs, slow band pass drift is pure old school energy. It's that rave panic feeling without changing your notes. Now, redux. Optional, and the keyword is restraint. Bit reduction around 12 to 14 bit. Sample rate somewhere around 18 to 30 kHz. Dry slash wet 5 to 15%. You're not trying to make it 8-bit. You're trying to hint at cheap conversion, cheap transfer, and loss of fidelity. Then, vinyl distortion. Yeah, it's called vinyl, but the noise and pinch are useful for archival media texture. Tracing model around 0.2 to 0.5. Pinch 0.1 to 0.4. Drive 0.5 to 2. Crackle basically off or very low. Noise low, like minus 30 to minus 18 dB. If you can clearly hear hiss all the time, it's probably too much. And here's the arrangement trick. Noise should be a story element. Bring it up in intros, breakdowns, and transitions. Pull it down when the drop hits so the drums feel more direct. Finally, limiter at the end. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. It's just catching peaks. If you're slamming the limiter, you're not doing VHS, you're doing damage control. Now turn it into an instrument with macros. Macro 1. Age. This is clean to battered. Map saturator drive from about 2 dB up to 7 dB. Map glue thresholds so it goes from less gain reduction to more. Map your EQ8 low pass cutoff from about 16K down to 11K. Map redux dry slash wet from 0 up to around 12%. And map vinyl noise from basically off to around minus 22 dB. When you turn AGE up, it should feel like the whole signal is aging, not like one plugin got louder. Macro 2. Tracking, stable to warbly and glitchy. Map shifter LFO amount from about 2 cents up to 12 cents. Map shifter LFO rate from about 0.07 up to 0.25 hz. Map chorus mix from about 8 up to 25%. Map auto filter resonance from 0.7 up to around 1.5. That's your deck losing lock. You can add macro 3, presence, for rave bite. That maps your EQ presence boost gain from 0 to plus 5 dB around 2.5K, and maybe saturator dry slash wet from 60 to 85%. And macro 4. Smear. Map chorus delay from 6 to 14 milliseconds, and glue release from auto toward 0.3 seconds. Now you can automate like a jungle producer. 16-bar phrases. 32-bar phrases. Tension building with degradation, then snap clean for the drop. Next, how to apply this to jungle breaks without killing punch. This is the part that separates cool effect from usable production. You're going to run parallel. Keep a clean break layer that carries the transients and the snap. Duplicate it for a VHS layer. Put the rack on the VHS layer only. Then blend it in quietly, like minus 8 to minus 15 dB under the clean layer. You should feel the VHS more than you hear it. If you mute it and the track suddenly feels too modern, you nailed it. If your VHS layer gets too soft, you have two options. Option 1. Put drum bus before the VHS rack on the VHS layer. Dry 2 to 5. Transients plus 5 to plus 15. Boom usually off. This restores some attack, so the VHS doesn't just become a cloudy pad behind the drums. Option 2. Keep drum bus on the clean layer only and let the VHS layer stay smeary. This is often more authentic, because the tape copy layer is not supposed to be punchier than the source. Now a few advanced coach moves, because this is where it gets really convincing. First, many small offenders. If you think it still doesn't sound like VHS, don't crank one thing. Instead, slightly increase saturation, slightly lower the top end, slightly increase micro smear, slightly add noise. Small moves across multiple devices. Second, don't let stereo modulation steal your snare center. If your snare starts leaning left and right, split the rack into two parallel chains inside the audio effect rack. Make one chain mid-focused, minimal chorus, minimal shifter. Make a second chain sides-focused, more chorus and filter movement, and high pass it so the sides are mostly mid and high information. Your snare stays authoritative in the center while the sides do the VHS dance. Third, watch for fake lo-fi bright. That 2-4K presence plus redux can get harsh. A smart move is to automate your presence down slightly during dense hat sections and bring it back for fills. That's the difference between old and exciting and old and annoying. Fourth, print passes and choose the best mistakes. This is very jungle. Ride AGE and tracking for 16 or 32 bars. Record or resample 3-5 takes. Then comp the best bars into one perfect wrong performance. Real media is randomly correct, so you should be too. Now let's talk arrangement tactics, because VHS color is an edit tool, not a static vibe. For an intro of 16 bars, crank AGE high, tracking medium, and let noise be audible. Set the era immediately. On the drop, snap cleaner, pull AGD down fast so the impact hits. Keep just a touch of tracking so it still feels sampled, not sterile. Then, second 16 of the drop, creep tracking up slightly, and maybe use a tiny band pass movement for that rave panic energy without changing your drum programming. For fills and turnarounds, do a momentary tracking error for literally one beat. Spike auto filter resonance a bit. Bump redux wet briefly and maybe increase shifter amount. Then snap back on the one. That snap back is everything. Classic jungle move. Last half bar before a drop. Slam the low pass down hard like the tape got chewed. Maybe narrow the width a bit too. Then on the downbeat everything returns and hits clean. If you want an even more authentic tracking instability, add a time base error variation.